Essay number 10. Last night, there was a hard rain and a big wind. There are a few days like this every fall around this time. The weather hits, and what's left up there comes down in torrents rather than dribs and drabs. Just before I woke up, I had maybe the most vivid dream of my life. Carol and I were sitting in bed together, having just returned from some work-related function out near the airport. Carol had been offered a low, mid-level job opportunity of some sort, and we were talking about it, as we often had, as she tried mightily but unhappily to situate herself in some professional capacity. She finally said she didn't want to take it and looked up at me, those beautiful blue eyes, simultaneously plaintive and hopeful, asking me, without ever saying anything, whether I would still love her if she were just her, not somebody in the world's eyes. I looked back at her instinctively, my eyes wet with emergent tears, almost mournful, that say, "I will always love you to my utmost, from the bottomlessness of my heart, no matter what the world out there says or does about either one of us. Jobs, money, houses, cars, friends, fame, credentials, status, none of it means anything at all to me by comparison." All I said was, "Carol, I just want to be with you. That's all I ever wanted or ever will." Then I asked her repeatedly if this were real, if I was awake. She didn't answer, but I went through several testing stages. I rose up on my knees and shook my head as if to clear it, asking, "Am I really awake?" We were both still there. I pinched myself hard, asking again. We were both still there. I was thrilled, ecstatic. I was just about to tell her about a horrible nightmare I had had for months, that she was dead, gone, that I was alone. I couldn't contain my joy to know, finally, it was over. When I opened my mouth to start speaking, I woke up. You might think I would be overwhelmed by grief, rage at that moment. I wasn't. I just felt the soft weight of despair, like a light blanket on a cool night, settle over me. Reality. I knew I was back in it again. It's that look on Bill Murray's face in Groundhog Day, the umpteenth time he wakes up to Sonny and Cher singing, "I Got You, Babe," like a prisoner at his 10th parole interview, believing for a second that this time it would go in his favor. Then the same old decision comes down. You don't rant and rave then. You go back. Take it. Reality. It does not yield to preference or desire in matters of this sort. It is. Today, tomorrow, forever. It's cold out there. It took me maybe 10 minutes to get out of bed. Then I hung my head and cried, quietly. Just a few tears, no drama, no rage. Today would be just another day. My favorite song to sing to Carol, one of the first I learned because it's simple, was "You Are My Sunshine." One of the things we both learned about these seemingly cheerful old songs is that they have a hard spine of reality to them. This one is no exception. Here are the lyrics to the first stanza of that song, as I'm sure you know. "You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away." Very nice so far, isn't it? A great dream. Then the second stanza. "The other night, dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamed I held you in my arms. When I woke, I was mistaken. I hung my head and cried. That's reality, what you too often have to wake up to in this world. My walk today was slow and steady, not much thought. The trees, as I said, were stripped down last night, not to the bones yet, but enough to look bedraggled, tired. Like Bill Murray's face, like mine, that doughy, pale, blank-eyed, thin-lipped look, mouth corners turned almost imperceptibly downward, the look that says it can stay exactly that way for hours, days, weeks, years. That this is how it is, and I just have to take it look. The trees know exactly what this look means, how to do it themselves, especially this time of year, November. Hard rains and big wind, and you just have to take it. They welcomed me stoically today, said nothing. I knew if I could see their faces, they would look just like mine. I don't care how many times I have to take that long, dreary walk upstairs to my room, settle into that soft despair, fall asleep. I still hope. I dream of Carol every single night. Maybe one of these mornings I will start to talk and I won't wake